Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Please welcome the 2024 World Series champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
What was with that little delay in the applause? Come on, people, get with it. The Dodgers at the White House. Lots of smiles, but, you know, some not happy with it. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson with you today. I'm in for Jonathan. Coming up, did the fast food wage law, the higher pay for the workers, end up costing a lot of jobs? And how can LA make some more money and fast? Because we need it. We've got this big budget deficit. But we're starting with the Dodgers, celebrating their World Series win. As is tradition, team goes to the White House. People had some Dodger hats in the crowd, but the guys were all in suits standing up there. President with the team behind him. So Donald Trump congratulating them on the win and doing some shout-outs. And I started with Shohei.
Unanimous National League MVP, Shohei Ohtani.
There were like long breaks for applause between all these, but you know, edited for time.
He did something even more because he became the first ever member of the 50-50 club. So 40-40 is tough. Hitting 54 home runs and 59 steals and accomplished an accomplishment unparalleled in 149 years of Major League Baseball. Think of that. That's just incredible. Even more incredibly, Shohei clinched that achievement in what some have called the greatest game ever. Was it that good of a game?
Huh?
That was a pretty good game. Okay, right there. Is he good?
He's only getting better.
That's scary for a lot of people, huh?
He called out Mookie Betts, who, you know, didn't go to the White House last time when he won with the Red Sox during the first term.
Mookie, that guy can play, can he? I mean, unbelievable. Mookie is, I've been watching it. I don't want to say I watched him when he was on Boston, but I did. I didn't think that was a particularly good trade when they made it, and I happen to be right.
A lot of fans disagree with the Dodgers going and meeting with President Trump. We've covered some of this. Some on social media saying it's a slap in the face. That's what they called it, especially to fans of color. And saying if the Eagles could skip, so could the Dodgers. But they were there, and it wasn't just the president talking. Clayton Kershaw did, too, speaking for the team.
Okay. Wow. This is an incredible honor for me and to stand here today representing the Los Angeles Dodgers and this group of staff and players behind me today. The 2024 Los Angeles Dodgers season is one that will go down the history books, always holding a special place in the hearts of myself and those there with me, as well as millions of Dodger fans around the world. This organization exemplifies what it means to come together as one for a greater purpose and to represent something so much bigger than themselves. The selflessness and humility that each one of these players and staff have shown over the last year is truly an inspiration. They have constantly played hurt, switched positions, and taken the ball to put the team first.
Pretty good speech from him. Then they all got a tour of the Oval Office. All right, fast food now. Think back to the campaign over raising the minimum wage for the fast food workers. Remember that? There were arguments over whether or not it would lead to job losses. We've seen a few studies that said it didn't have any real consequences, but now there's one that said no, it did lead to cuts. It's from Pepperdine University and Beacon Economics, and it says the industry in California lost over 23,000 jobs in the year following the wage increase, so that's over the last year.
To put this in context, the only other time you've seen a decline in fast food employment in the state of California was during the pandemic and in the aftermath of the Great Recession. So for the industry to suddenly lose, close to 30,000 jobs over a 13-month period, well, that tells us something pretty dramatic is happening in the industry. And clearly that leads us directly to the FAST Act.
That's Chris Thornburg with Beacon. He says these numbers, they pretty much undercut the stories released by what he calls the pro-labor groups, and that nationally, the fast food jobs were increasing, but they weren't doing it here. Now, the Harvard researchers said back in October there was no evidence that there were consequences on staffing or scheduling, but Thornburg says that study and the others, they were just done too early, and it takes time to see these kind of effects. Now, L.A. and the money, the city facing the billion-dollar deficit and what's been called nearly inevitable layoffs. So Councilmember Eunices Hernandez says we need to raise money and maybe taxes and maybe fees. And she's looking at the business community and then also that the city needs to become more entrepreneurial. And she talked about all that with our Craig Figner.
What I think we need to focus on is how, as a city, we could bring in new revenue. And for example, our department of that serves our streets, our Bureau of Street Services, we create our own asphalt. But by charter, we're not allowed to sell that. And so that is an opportunity for us to bring revenue.
But even if that, say, generated, let's just say,
million.
Oh, 50 million. But 50 million to a billion, I mean, that's one small chunk. I mean, a billion's 1,000
mm-hmm.
million.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you'd have to find a lot of little places, it sounds like.
Yes.
Do you think the city can?
I believe that the city can and needs to explore that. Try to find new dollars, especially where dollars haven't been generated before. For example, we don't have any fees or taxes for big corporations that use our city infrastructure in a lot of projects. For example, the delivery of items. People just get to use our sidewalks and streets with nothing, and we pay for the fixing of it, and the taxpayers pay for it.
So are you proposing a tax to use the sidewalk?
I don't think tax would need to go to the voters. We don't have time to, that's a huge lift. But there are different permits and fees and fines that we should look into to see how we bring those to the 21st century. I'm looking at see how corporations can pay their fair share to make sure that our city has the infrastructure that we need and that they use on a daily basis.
So that's LA, now Manhattan Beach, a middle school. Criticism from parents who say Manhattan Beach Middle School really mishandled things when a gun was found on campus. They've been talking about it. There's meetings going on.
At its latest school board meeting, parents and some teachers shared their outrage over how the March 19th incident on campus was handled.
Our safety training, our slides presentations, they direct us to lock down when a weapon is on campus. This was not done and we failed miserably. The staff was blind to what occurred. And as we prepared for the recruitment night called This Is MBMS, purposefully kept in the dark until 8 p.m. to be told there was a gun in our workplace and that a child wanted to use it against another student. Teachers feel that negative press and PR was the main reason driving the decision, making that Wednesday, and this is shameful.
Was this not an unknown and potentially dangerous object on campus? On behalf of my colleagues and students, I am demanding an independent investigation to establish a timeline of events. Full public disclosure of the findings from the independent investigation to all stakeholders and accountability for the individuals and or entities who are responsible for the breach in protocol.
The district saying there is a lot it can't discuss because of privacy, but agreed to a town hall to discuss possible changes to safety protocol.
You know, they're building that wildlife crossing over one of the freeways to help the animals get across because so many get hit and killed by cars. We've got a story of a mountain lion cub that was hit in Orange County. Almost ready to go back into the wild, so it's a good one here. The cub was found 4 months old when he was on the side of the road back in January, treated by the Serrano Animal Hospital in Lake Forest and also San Diego Humane. And they put him in this enclosure where it limits the human interaction. He doesn't see us too much, so then he'll be able to get back out into the wild, not become too accustomed to feedings every few days, kind of like he'd get out there, not just like a buffet all the time. OC Register says once he gains a little bit more weight, they'll be able to take him back out there and let him go. All right, coming up, trying to keep the movie and TV productions in LA, always a push to do that. And then Disneyland and that Club 33.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There's a new effort to keep film and TV production in Southern California. It's called Stay in L.A. Our Emily Valdez was at one of their events they had in the Valley over the weekend.
Hollywood Star is losing its shine because so many productions are moving out of the state, even out of the country.
It feels just like impossible right now.
Pamela Busick Kim is with Stay in L.A.
But I think what we need to do is do what we can to stay at least competitive with the runaway productions that are happening.
Wes Bailey owns Surreal, that's R-E-E-L, in the San Fernando Valley.
Now, the governor's, he's obviously pitched $750 million for that. That's great. I know they're also talking about a 35% incentive, tax incentive. That's amazing. That puts us in the game a little bit.
They're hoping tax incentives, tax cuts could give Hollywood a true Hollywood ending.
Okay, we'll end with the markets, but not really about the markets because it's bad on Wall Street. We know that. But how's this for an economic indicator? Disneyland's Club 33, you know, the secret club that's not so secret, is now openly advertising for new members. There's a link on the app. SF Gate was one of the first to spot it. The theme park division reported their lowest profit in a couple of years back in November. The stock is down like most stocks. But even if you do join Club 33, you're not broke. Initiation fees are anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000, depending on the membership. And then there's the annual dues, which could be $15,000 or something like that. So, hey, if you can get in there, you know where to find me. I want to see it. The LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all the dealerships at LACarGuy.com.